This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either 2 or 3 of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's big ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, thesaber.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Cure, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Air professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales & Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
That's right. Frank and Hobbo in studio to preview the ACC tournament. And by golly, we're going to get at least one W.
I think you're right.
I'm going down there. I'm taking a pickaxe. I've got my crampons. I've got my backpack.
Going down for oxygen the tank. 72nd annual.
We're
going to
scale Mount Spectrum.
Now, here's the scary thing. Do you know the number of the first tournament I went to?
I think, was that like...
Number 17.
Was it 17? Okay.
55 years ago.
I should have been able to do that.
Not even Mark Newlin was there in 1970. Hey, Mark, how are you tonight, sir?
Hey, Jim and Frank. It's always great to be with you guys.
You know,
hey, Mark,
I should
how are you?
Introduce Mark. You know, obviously former player, was a member of the 76 championship team, the Miracle in Landover, and was an assistant coach for a few years thereafter on the bench with Coach Holland, and coached at Collegiate for many years. So the first question I was going to ask you, based on the Syracuse, I guess, can we call that a debacle? It was not a good night.
You said they laid an egg.
Yeah. But as a coach, how do you get your team ready to play? Because I had a sense... And the crazy
thing... They never got off the bus for that game.
And Virginia, you know, they beat Miami on the road, Virginia Tech on the road, had great wins at Pitt and Wake Forest.
They beat Pitt and Wake on the road, and then, they go to Syracuse, lowly Syracuse.
And of course...
And can't guard Lampkin. I mean, the guy's... He's still standing there in the lane for 8 seconds.
He had 25 and 10 boards. A nice night for him.
That was
so,
the,
Mark...
That's the best game he's ever played for the Cuse.
Yeah. So, as a coach, how do you get your team ready, and how do you sense that they are ready to play?
Oh, my goodness. If I had the answer to that, Jim, I think...
You'd still be coaching.
I'd still be coaching, and I'd be a wealthy man also, because I would share those tips. You know, it's hard to explain. It is. You know, could we... What you just said is we were playing well, especially away from home, where it's really tough to win away from home, and, you know, beating Pitt and beating Wake and then Virginia Tech away, and we were playing well, so everyone thought, yeah, this was a game we could win. But on the other side, you know, the last game of the year can be such a high for the team that's their last time playing. So
it didn't help Carolina. It did
well,
not.
Well, that's true too.
It did not help Carolina. Duke absorbed every body blow and left hook. And
Carolina is a good basketball team, but Duke is exceptional.
Yes.
You know, their final four. They may cut down the nets on April 7th. But
I'm not quite ready to give them all that.
We'll
come back to that.
They're going to get to the final four. But
Haba always wants to give Carolina the trophy if we don't have a great team.
Well, all right. Not Carolina. Dukie this time.
Oh, stop it. I want to – Mark, let me ask you this. When you went to Landover in 76 and Wally Walker had been snubbed and he was voted sixth by the beat writers instead of top five all-conference, first-team all-ACC. Were you guys just so motivated to go get some, some scalps? Or what was going on there? Because the rebounding was spectacular from Otis and Steve. The ball handling was amazing from Langlow and Stokes. And Wally Walker was on his own planet. I remember you running around. You looked like you were going to go sell some ice cream, weren't you?
I could have sold anything that tournament. I'm sure Wally was super excited to play, certainly, because he deserved to be on the first ballot All-ACC. But we had tremendous tremendous confidence going in to that tournament because we had just played Carolina only a short time before the tournament and at Carolina and lost by two down there on a cup check tap in. And then we had had played Maryland tough and NC State. And so the three teams that we knew we were going to play, we were confident if we played our best and really put it together. And Coach Holland kept saying, 20 minutes at a time. So we needed to have six 20-minute great performances, and we'd walk away with the championship. So even though we had finished, in seventh place, sixth place during the year, when the tournament came around, we were sky high. You know, we blew out North Carolina State, and then
Maryland. They were like number 20 in the nation, right?
Yeah, all three teams were ranked. They were like in the high teens, and then now you're playing on Maryland's home court for a change instead of Carolina's home court up in Landover.
Maryland must have figured they had it made because the tournament had never been played up there in D.C. or in
The tournament was moved there because Maryland complained about the tournament always being in North Carolina. So they got it in Landover, and who wins the tournament?
And
Virginia.
They had a hell of a team. Weren't they like 10th in the nation? They're like 10th in the nation.
They were, yeah, with John Lucas, All-American, and Mo Howard, and they were strong. Davis.
Lucas was All-ACC in basketball and tennis.
Yeah,
that's how good an athlete John Lucas was. And you guys whipped him.
You know, left-handed, too. There's something about those left-handed players. They're just incredibly gifted athletes.
Yeah. You know
how he does this every time. Every time.
One of the other great athletes in the ACC that, Haba was amazing. And then if pickleball were played back then, Haba probably would have been all ACC pickleball player as well. So
yeah, I could do that now because I need to be nailed to the floor. I don't move very well, so I can't play. I can't play real tennis. Maybe I could play pickleball. But back to today's team. Obviously, Virginia, won the five-way tiebreaker, so they did get a first-round bye. They've got Georgia Tech on Wednesday. They beat Georgia Tech during the regular season in Charlottesville. At a time when Georgia Tech was playing pretty well, Georgia Tech had a little bit of a run themselves. How do you see the game on Wednesday? Can the Hoos win in advance to get Duke on Thursday?
Well, absolutely. Again, it's just a matter of which Virginia team's going to show up. If we hit shots and start making making shots really cures a lot of areas of weakness. So. When we're shooting the ball well and hitting some threes and not giving up second shots and trying to maintain, the boards, we're getting killed in the paint and on the boards many times. So that's going to be a focus to make sure we clean that up. And just move the ball, go down there with confidence, have fun, and let, you know, play fearless, play. You got nothing to lose at this point, so just give it your all. And I really do believe certainly it's a winnable game, and hopefully we can do that. And then we'll just need to pull off a miracle against the Dukies is the next time.
Well,
so
I think
it's not really a
first thing you got to do is they got to beat the Yellow Jackets. I think
yeah.
You know, it's an 8-9 game, and it's the most competitive early round game, at least on paper. It's interesting. Virginia on February 26th beat Wake, then on the 1st at home lost a good Clemson team and led them at halftime.
Played well in that game.
And then on the 4th of this month, Cavs beat Florida State in that Midnight Madness game. I was there. And
Florida State's a team that's always very athletic. They're very long. And we even during the Bennett era, we struggled against Florida State.
Well, and Florida State has had their moments this year. They're a handful. And then, obviously, they lost the game. they didn't get off the bus to play Syracuse. So now here's that fifth game. If the cycle continues or the trend continues, Virginia beats Georgia Tech, and then the question is, can they recharge their batteries and go out the very next day at midday and beat the Dukies? And, you know, the fans in Charlotte are going to cheer hard for Virginia because, you know, they just seen Virginia beat Duke, so that Carolina has a better path.
Well, the underdog always has the support of the crowd at the ACC tournament. And that would be quarterfinal Thursday, so there's going to be a big crowd. Assuming that Carolina wins, that Thursday afternoon we'll have both Duke and Carolina playing, so it'll be a full house. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, it would take a lot, but when you're a college athlete and you play at this level, you really believe that you can beat anybody, and on a good night, you believe that you're strong enough, competitive enough that you can pull off a big win like that. So, and when you play throughout the year, you play Duke and you play really good teams. You realize that you know that they're good, but you don't really fear them. You don't feel like they're that much better. They just, you know, if we play well and hit our shots and get a few breaks, you feel like you can win. So, you know, the players coaches have a lot more confidence than certainly the fan base because
certain, Mark, is Isaac McNeely and Day-Day Ames cannot go out there and go 7 of 20.
Yeah,
those two players must play better now.
Well, against Syracuse, we only made three-point baskets, so that
which was the worst three-point shooting in like a month and a half.
Yeah, this team to beat Duke, you'd have to be double digits of made threes. And the other thing that struck me about the stat sheet Saturday, they only had 17 rebounds as a team.
That's pitiful.
Yeah.
Mark used
to get 17 rebounds in a game when he was back at R.E. Lee in Stanton. You know.
That's right.
Yeah, in my dreams. You know, I think we could, and, you know, they really shut down McNeely and Syracuse, certainly. He didn't get many good looks. And I don't know that Duke's perimeter defense, I mean, they're a good defensive team, and I hate to say, well, it's hard to say anything really negative about Duke, but I think we'll get more three-point shot attempts. The big guys won't be able to get out and cover those guys, so I think we'll have a chance to hit some threes if we get to that point in the game. If we get to the Duke game, they're so talented, it's tough to.
They're special. You know, they're
guard,
really
flag,
good.
Flag and Nipple and those guys are unbelievable. So
yeah. By the way, Cooper Flagg today is the ACC Player of the Year. That's not a surprise.
Okay.
And he also is the Rookie of the Year. That's the first time since Zion Williamson, since somebody's been the Player of the Year and Rookie of the Year. But Pat Kelsey got the Coach of the Year, so John Shire, who went 19-1 in the regular season, gets overlooked.
Wow.
But what can you do? Kelsey did have a great year at Louisville. He turned that program around.
Well,
yeah, no,
speaking of the entire conference, all right, looking at the top four seeds, Mark, I know you've seen them play this year. Wake Forest won the tiebreakers and could just as easily have been number six. But Wake 4, Louisville 2, Clemson 3, and Duke number 1. Of those four, have you seen any unusual tendencies that might come back to haunt somebody?
I just think Louisville, Clemson, and Duke have kind of far exceeded all the other teams this year. I think on paper, you know, they certainly have had great years. Clemson really surprised me, and I like them. I think they're
well coached.
Of course, they're the only one to beat Duke. So they feel like they could do that again. So,
you know, people forget Clemson is a veteran team, and they also went to the Great Eight last year. So they it's not like they didn't have success last year as well. So I think we're probably looking at a Clemson Duke final, which could be interesting. Who knows? But that's why they play the games. We'll see who gets there. But
well, Brad Brunell has always coached solid defense.
Yeah,
and now he's got with the big man
Shefflin. No, the big Russian guy.
The Russian guy.
Yeah. And he is big too. He's a big guy.
With Shefflin and the big man, they occupy so much attention.
And they have good guard play. They have a complete team.
All right, the music
they
means
really
we gotta leave it there, Mark. Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. We will see you and talk to you soon. All right,
do a great job. Thank you.
All right, Mark Newland, former coach. We got Jody Smith coming after these messages. You're listening to Who's Talking. Please stay tuned.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at CrownAcuraRichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald and Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Segment 2 tonight. And we're previewing the ACC tournament. Virginia's traveling down to Charlotte to play Georgia Tech on Wednesday at high noon. Virginia got the bye thanks to a 25-way tiebreaker system, which has never worked in our favor before, but maybe it will this time. All right. We are going to... Normally, we have the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. We are going to push that back to the end of the show, as Jody Smith has got a procedure he started just moments ago, and he needs a little bit of time to save someone's ankle, finger, hand, elbow, cranium, whatever.
Yeah, at this hour of the night, maybe it is more of an emergency thing, but we'll hopefully have Jody on later in the show. We were just, and we may talk more about this, maybe the best segment this show has had in 16 years. Frank and I are going to break down the ACC tournament after the bottom of the hour, but I'm just looking at the game that was played in Charlottesville between Virginia and Georgia Tech. Virginia won 75-61, so it was a comfortable win.
This was right after the big win on the road at Pitt.
They were up only 5 at the half, but I'm just looking at some of the stats for Virginia. McNeely had 20, Ames had 18, and Rohde had 11. So the three guards, and that may be the key for the game on Wednesday. The Virginia guards are going to have to play as well as they did in the first contest against Georgia Tech.
And they've got to shake off that, whatever that fog they were in. I felt like the team just was not themselves Saturday night.
Yeah, and that's and I don't want to come down hard on Coach Sanchez, but that's part of your responsibility as the coach to get the team ready to play when the game starts. So, but ACC tournament, I think everybody, including Virginia, looks at this as sort of a second season, second opportunity. Everybody starting 0-0. Now, do the Cavaliers have it in them to win Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Probably not, but the first thing you got to do is win Wednesday.
You win Wednesday, and then the paradigm changes a little bit.
And against Duke, you know, Duke is the top seed. They have extraordinarily high expectations. So in a game like that, if Virginia comes out and gets a decent start,
yes,
and stays in the game early, as we discussed earlier, you know, the crowd, which will be against Duke, it would be a sellout crowd. So everybody except the Duke fans are going to start pulling for Virginia as the underdog. And, you know, the Carolina fans are going to be in the house, and they're really going to be pulling for Virginia on Thursday, assuming Carolina will play on Thursday against probably Wake Forest, assuming Carolina wins their game on Wednesday against the winner of Pitt Notre Dame, which they probably will. So Wake Carolina could be a great game Thursday afternoon. I think you'll be there. And we should mention, we're going to do a special ACC tournament show 2 days from now, Wednesday, and we're going to start the show at 5:30.
Right.
The primary guest will be Frank Maloney, who will be in Charlotte.
Ah, me?
Yes, a lot of pressure there.
Yikes!
We expect a first-hand report because Frank will have been at the game. He'll give us a first-hand feedback on, hopefully, the Virginia victory over Georgia Tech. Looking forward to the game on Thursday against Duke. And then in the second half hour of that show, we've got Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press. He's going to call in. Going to talk to him a little bit about the future of the program, as they say.
Let's be realistic. When Virginia beats Georgia Tech, I'm going into party mode right away.
I would not be surprised.
I'm going to go to the first major happy hour, wherever I can find it, inside the Spectrum.
So you're not going to stay for the Tar Heels in game two?
I might go heckle the Tar Heels and say, where is Armando Bacot? Da-na-na-na-na-na. Don't they? You know, if they had a center this year, think how good Carolina would be.
Yeah, they would be better. I think they're young at a lot of spots other than guard. R.J. Davis is terrific.
God, he's like seventh year.
Yeah, he's played a lot, but he can flat play. So if he had a little support inside the paint, as they say. Although Carolina, until the Duke game, they had won, what, six games in a row. So clearly Carolina has played better in the last two or three weeks.
Absolutely. They'd won six games in a row prior to the Duke debacle inside the Dean Dome. You would think by now Roy and Hubert had gotten together and come up with some kind of triangle in two or something to stop Cooper Flagg and guard Knuppel, because the two of them just ate them alive.
Yeah, but Proctor's pretty good, and, you know, the James kid. I mean, Duke...
They got weapons.
One of the challenges of Duke is you have to guard all five guys on the floor. There's nobody you can ignore. And ideally, that's what makes a good basketball team, when you have five guys out there who are dangerous from an offensive standpoint.
I'm predicting it. Virginia wins by 4 points in the high noon drama on Wednesday. We got to go to break. Come back on this side. Habo and I will continue our talk with the ACC tournament. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, Class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Welcome back. Frank and Hobbo in studio. Broadcast number 556. We have done this for a while.
How about them apples?
And neither of us have aged a bit. That's the amazing thing.
I know. It's because we keep using the professional photograph we took 16 and a half years ago.
You know, that's always a good strategy. You know, I always, when they had that pictorial directory for the Congress,
yep.
They always take the picture when the person first gets elected, and 30 years later, they've still got the initial picture. But at any rate, Frank is headed to Charlotte tomorrow, probably tomorrow morning, to try to get down there for some of the action. We had initially discussed having the ACC tournament show tomorrow, but obviously 9-10 The Fan has an obligation to Virginia Tech, and the way the seeding broke down, the Hokies play tomorrow afternoon at 4:30, so we are going to do our show Wednesday afternoon at 5:30. As we said earlier, Frank will break down the Virginia-Georgia Tech result and hopefully look forward to the game against Duke.
And hopefully preview the Dukies.
That's right. But 72nd annual back in Charlotte, North Carolina. I think the tournament is again in Charlotte next year, and then it goes to Greensboro for a couple of years.
Hallelujah.
And I think Greensboro is a great location for the ACC tournament. It's centrally located. The city of Greensboro really rolls out the red carpet for all the ACC teams. I know for many years the complaint was the four Carolina schools get the advantage because they're close to Greensboro, but I still think it's a great location. The tournament kicks off tomorrow, Frank, 2 o'clock. Notre Dame plays the Pitt Panthers. Pitt had a good win over the weekend against Boston College. I think Boston College may have packed it in for the year. They're finished. Obviously, one of the three teams that are not going to Charlotte. How do you see Notre Dame? Pitt. Notre Dame won the game during the regular season.
You know, Pitt is trying to save face. I have a funny feeling that Jalen Love and his brothers playing for the Panthers, you're going to see a more determined effort, particularly on defense. I don't know what's happened to that team overall because prior to the Virginia beatdown up there at Pittsburgh, they looked like a team going to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, that was the expectation, and they got off a fairly good start early in the season and just had that swoon during the last third of the year. So I'm sure they are looking at this as an opportunity to maybe resurrect their season and try to get things back in the right direction. I think that'll be a competitive game tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock on the ACC Network. Matter of fact, all three games tomorrow are on the ACC Network. And then, as we said earlier, the Hokies, who ended up with the 10 seed in the five-way tie, play the California Bears at 4:30. Tech did play.
I think Tech wins that game. They beat them badly out there.
Yeah, they beat them on the road.
On that road trip.
Yeah.
So I think Tech will bounce back. I'm not sure what happened at Clemson, really, but I see them bouncing back and beating Cal. The sad thing is they got to go play Stanford, and the only time they played them this year, Stanford pretty much handled them. Florida State at Syracuse. Florida State's got a couple of big men, so they're not going to worry about Lampkin. Florida State will own them. And
yeah, I think Florida State has some athletes, and you know they're playing
for Leonard Hamilton.
Leonard Hamilton, this is his last hurrah, and I'm sure nothing would make the Florida State folks happier than make a little run in the ACC tournament. And didn't they just played SMU and beat them? I think in Tallahassee.
Yeah, Florida State has got a path right to Clemson where, unfortunately, they're going to hit a brick wall. But Leonard Hamilton might be sitting in the catbird seat. This thing plays out well for them for a couple of games. And, you know, a team gets hot with a couple of wins. All of a sudden, they start believing. You never know.
Get a little momentum. And Leonard has a pretty good track record at ACC tournament play. And you know, I remember going back to 2019, the year the Hoos won it all. We lost to Florida State in the semifinals of that ACC tournament in a game that I was really irritated. You know, Hobo hates to lose, so I was a little irritated by that loss. Now, if you'd only told me we were going to win six consecutive games and win the national title, I would have been okay with the loss to Florida State. Notre Dame Pitt winner gets North Carolina on Wednesday afternoon.
And I think for the winner of that game to face Carolina, they could be catching Carolina at the right time because I think Carolina's spirits were damaged in that loss.
There again, I think Pitt is better than their record reflects. And,
yep.
And I think Jeff Capel and his folks are going to, like Florida State, they're going to Charlotte with the attitude, this is a chance for us to redeem our season. So North Carolina and Pitt, if it ends up being the second game Wednesday afternoon, could also be a decent game. Virginia Tech, Stanford, I think the Hokies may be competitive against Stanford. I mean, Stanford's a good team, not a great team.
But I just think it's asking a lot. The Hokies,
well, the Hokies
have been very much on a roller coaster this year.
Yeah, they're up and down. You know,
and when they play well, they're pretty tough. When they're off, they're way off. And so,
yeah, maybe their worst game was the game they lost to BC where they scored 36 points.
I saw that game, and I didn't understand what was happening. They missed like 11 shots in a row at one point. And I was like, hold on, 11 in a row? I mean, But anyway,
talking about one team that didn't make the tournament, NC State, I frankly was surprised that our friend Boo Corrigan made the move that quickly to fire Kevin Keats. What did you think about that?
That was chilly. You know, that's like taking an ice-cold pick and just hitting somebody right in the back. I mean, the guy just got the Wolfpack into the Final Four, and, you know, give him a couple of days to get back in his office and calm down a little bit. I just, that seemed a little abrupt.
Yeah, and as you said when we were off air, I'm sure NC State's trying to lay the groundwork. Maybe they have somebody in mind that they're going to go after. But most
they can't do anything because they're all competing in tournaments.
Yeah, most of the coaches you would think they would be interested in hiring are going to be in the NCAA tournament and are. Now, they can talk to agents and stuff like that, so I think there are ways to communicate without directly talking to the coach. So who knows what's going on, and, you know, Virginia may be in a coaching search here fairly soon, too.
We saw where Miami got a coach.
The Duke assistant.
Yeah, Lucas from Duke. And I was a little surprised. You know, they wanted that guy to come out and not participate in the postseason. They wanted him to come right down to Miami and get started.
Yeah, which is understandable. You know, interestingly, we talked a few minutes ago about Cooper Flagg being the player of the year, rookie of the year, and Pat Kelsey being the coach. I always think it's interesting to go back to the preseason media poll. The media had Duke 1, Carolina 2, Wake 3, Clemson 4, so that's not bad. Three of those are in the top four, and Carolina's five. I guess when you start looking at surprises and disappointments, Louisville may be the biggest surprise. They were picked ninth before this season, and they end up being third. And Miami, our friend Jim Larrañaga, they were picked sixth and ended up last. So
they forced him out right there at the beginning of the season. Would they play eight games? And then he was. He was gone. And, you know, it's interesting. Miami had played the transfer game very well for years and years until they didn't.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Miami turned on Jim Larrañaga like that, and he was gone. It's a shame because he gave them some credibility.
Now, Virginia was picked fifth. But keep in mind, when this poll was done, Tony Bennett was still expected to be the coach. That's a good question for you, Mr. Maloney. If Coach Bennett had stayed and been the coach of this team, would they have won more games?
I think it's possible Virginia could have won 20 games this year. Looking at it game by game by game and looking at the scores and all that. And, you know, hindsight is 20/20, but a little bit better game management and experience there, a little bit better defense from the whole team.
I think that's the key. I think they would have played better defense if Tony were still the head coach. And that's not a knock against Ron Sanchez, because obviously he's been around the Tony system forever. And we did have a lot of new pieces this year that you had to try to integrate into the defensive scheme.
And then Worley would not have left.
That's true. Yeah, so that would have made a difference.
You would have had a fourth-year point guard running the system. It should have gone better, but it didn't.
Yeah. And now, one other thing that's interesting, as you look back at the beginning of the season, the old Lindy's magazine, looking at the top 10, a lot of them are still there, but you look, and Auburn is not in the top 10. That seems a little bizarre.
And Arizona is not top 10.
Yeah.
Which I think is very interesting in that they made a good run, but then I saw their game on Saturday, and they did not know what to do with Kansas.
Yeah.
Kansas, which has struggled all year, still beat them.
Yeah, and I did watch a good piece of the Auburn-Alabama game, and those are two Final Four potential teams. They're both,
we'll see,
really good.
We'll see. I still have my doubts about the entire SEC and getting 10, 11, 12
bids to the NCAA. I've seen games this year where I didn't think the SEC was all that. We will see.
You know, back to the ACC, right now, I think it's Duke, Clemson, Louisville. We possibly could get as few as three bids. I think the only other team that really has a shot at is North Carolina. If North Carolina or Wake.
If Wake beats North Carolina and then plays Duke a tight game, I think the committee has got to give them their
maybe.
Due.
I think Wake. Well, I don't know. It's a question of whether Duke. The winner of Wake Carolina is probably going to play Duke on Friday night.
Right, that's my point.
And do they just have to play well, or would they have to pull an upset against Duke?
I think that's.
That's the question.
At this point, I don't know. Maybe they'd have to win that game.
Because, you know, they keep talking about Carolina. They're...
But what if Virginia's there? If Virginia's there, there's no chance they could beat Virginia.
if Virginia's there, I my bet is you're going to extend your stay in Charlotte.
And you're going to drive down and join me.
And there went the finances for who's talking.
Who's talking of their first season in the red.
Let's keep that in. You know, if Virginia's playing Friday night, I may drive down for the contest.
All right. We have got to head to break here. We got Dr. Jody Smith joining us in the next segment. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community, ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into BetMGM Reward points that you can use towards dining, shows, hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resort properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Reward issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Please gamble responsibly.
What if you could cut your monthly payments by as much as $900 with zero balance on your credit cards? Hey there, Gary Hess here. You can do it now. Go to NeighborhoodLender.com to get started. Neighborhood Lender specializes in fast, easy options to unlock the equity in your home. They can get you $60,000 to $80,000, even $100,000 or more. It's your money. You need to use it. You can snag a low rate, pay off all that ridiculous high-interest debt, and slash your overall monthly payments. Neighborhood Lender is not a big bank with all that red tape. They are super fast with a high-tech platform, and you probably won't even need an appraisal. Start the new year with zero credit card debt. Use the equity in your home to get on solid financial footing now. Call Neighborhood Lender now. Call 804-643-LOAN, neighborhoodlender.com. Get your cash now. 804-643-LOAN, neighborhoodlender.com. Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 69349, subject to lender approval, NMLSconsumerAccess.org.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. We're going to do the Olympic report momentarily. We're still hoping to hear from Jody Smith with the Ortho Virginia injury report. Don't forget, one more time, Wednesday afternoon, 5:30 p.m. That's an odd time, but we got to do that because of the expectation of the Hokies playing at 7 o'clock Thursday or Wednesday night. But Frank will be reporting from the arena with a recap of what we hope will be a Virginia victory over Georgia Tech, and we'll take a look ahead at the upset opportunity against Duke on Thursday, which we hope that game will play out.
Can't wait.
Should be a great one, and it'll, if nothing else, you get to see Duke play in person, which is always
enjoyable. Oh, I'm going to throw.
I've
got a giant basket of raw eggs.
But let's take a look at the Olympic news, which, quite frankly, brought to you by Fridays, by the way. We should
good
point
friends
that
of Fridays,
out.
And they. Listen, remember, Fridays to Go is fantastic. It's when you're in Fridays, it's always Friday. They have great happy hour specials, appetizers, drinks, and their hamburgers and chicken and everything else is spectacular. It's a great menu. It's a lot of fun. They also have great salads, you know, for the ladies, and, you know, you can have a lot of fun there.
A lot of fun, great food, great beverage. So go by and tell them Frank and Hobbo suggested you come by. But Olympic news, it's kind of a mediocre. Let's start with the good news. Men's lacrosse had a victory over Towson. They have an opportunity game this weekend. They play Maryland, who is 6-0 and ranked number one. Any chance the Hoos could pull the upset against the Terps?
Well, this is the kind of game that gets every player their attention.
And it is at home.
And it's at home. Klockner Stadium will be packed. The Cavaliers in Maryland always get up for this game.
Well, I mean, these are two brand portals of lacrosse.
And they're always up for this. Virginia's got to win faceoffs. And for goodness sakes, Matthew Nunes has got to see the ball better and make some saves. If he does, I think Virginia has enough offense within the collective team to pull off the upset.
Well, this is the kind of game, if you win, it just turns the whole direction of the season. Baseball, disappointing.
Giant head scratcher to me.
They lost 2 out of 3 to BC over the weekend, and as Frank pointed out, in front of sellout crowds. They do play, it must be Maryland week. The baseball team plays Maryland in Fredericksburg at their minor league park tomorrow.
Yes.
And then they go to California, a West Coast trip for the baseball team. They have a 3-game series against the Bears this coming weekend. And another head scratcher, the men's tennis team lost back-to-back games, matches. They lost to NC State. And then they lost Sunday to number one Wake Forest, so the tennis team has dropped to 9-5 on the season.
Well, the real reason for this is there was a big turnover in terms of experienced players for Virginia graduated and moved on. It's a young crop of players. They're learning how competitive big-time tennis is at Virginia. And I have no question things will get better as this season keeps going. And obviously next spring will be completely different. Coach Pedroso is a crackerjack coach.
Well, yeah.
They'll be fine.
They're championship caliber. Just to mention the women's team, which apparently was ranked number one last week, but they did lose a match on Sunday to NC State. But they're still 12-3 on the season and I think ranked number two now. And we didn't mention, but the women's basketball team won a game at the women's ACC tournament, and then they were eliminated, so their season is over.
Hey, golf. Hobo, you forgot about the golf team. Best collective round of the spring, Virginia's men golf team moved up to second place, just almost caught Alabama, which had a big lead in the tournament. Wahoo Jr. Ben James fired a 6-under-66 to lead the charge for the Cavs. And, the Cavs golf team, to me, they could be the shining light this year in the spring sports.
Well, they were in contention last year for a national title, weren't they?
And also on Sunday, the women's softball team defeated the Hokies in a slugfest.
Ah.
So
a point in the Commonwealth Clash.
So there's some joy in Mudville.
Yeah, and it's early spring. I think, as we said, a lacrosse team with a great opportunity this weekend to pull an upset and turn the season around. And I think Brian O'Connor and the baseball team will they'll have a great year. Oh, ACC basketball tournament starts tomorrow at 2. Frank's headed down there. Special show on Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Please join us.
Go Hoos. Beat Georgia Tech.
And we'll talk to you Wednesday at 5:30. Thanks for listening.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.